Good morning. This week's daf was daf Tezvov in Meseches Erevin. Daf Tezvov has two major sugyas. The first sugya on Tezvov Om Aleph is the sugya of Lechi Ha'imim Me'elov. That's what we're going to focus on towards the end of Tezvav Amim Beis. There's another sugya of Poritz Ko'imed that Be'ez Hashem maybe we'll get to next week. The Gemara starts off Itmar Lechi Ha'imim Me'elov. Olechi, we know that Olechi is one of the ways to be matter carrying in a mavi. Gemara talks about Lechi Ha'imim Me'elov. Olechi, which was there by itself. It wasn't necessarily constructed by Bidei Adam. Rashi says, Shaloi Hokfa Shom L'Shem Tikun Movi Kleihez Minu L'Kach, probably that it was erected, but it wasn't put there for the purpose of Tikun Movi. That's what we're talking about. Wasn't erected for the purpose of being matir, doing the job to be misakin the mavi. So nothing more tells us is machleik is abayi omah havelechi, rova omah lehavelechi. Machleik is abayi rova. Abayi says, nevertheless, it could be used as a lechi. Rova says, loy havelechi. Now the Gemara tells us limits exactly the extent of the machleik is. Gemara says, heich leisam chinan lebes, mokli amali pligi, de loy havelechi. In a situation that it was not relied on to be used as a movi, me'esmo refers to before Shabbos. That means as Shabbos was coming in, they were not relying on this. Rashi tells us, shohayisham lechi acher v'nofel b'Shabbos. What exactly is case? They weren't relying on it, and now they want to. Now you want to rely on it. Rashi says, because there was a different lechi, they had a different lechi to use. That's why they were not relying on this. So yishlom lechi yachet v'nofal b'Shabbos. That lechi fell down, so that's not functionable anymore. Now the need arises to use this one. That's what it will mean. Loy samchinan alei me'esmo. The Hagoyis Oshri in the Rosh tells us, and it would, I think Beis Yosef understands the Rashi, that on the other hand, let's say there was no other Lechi, but for whatever reason, you were not relying on this, that is yet considered some chol of Me'esmo. The Hagoyis Oshri says, he's going on the Gemara, which says that the machlokes is when it was samchina lo me'esmo. He says, "Kugoyin shloi hayisham lechi acher." There was no other lechi. Afish lo yisomcho al zeh beferish me'esmo. Even though you weren't necessarily relying on this, you didn't explicitly rely on this. But the fact that there was nothing else to rely on, and if the mavi needed a heter, it would have to be. This would be what it is, then that would be in the category of Samachin Lama Esmo. I guess, let's say, for example, you weren't there at all, right? You first come, right, to a Mavi on Shabbos, and there's a Lechi there, right? Maybe you weren't planning on being here, you weren't planning on using it, whatever it is, but from the fact that there was no other Lechi to give the Heter, only this, that will be in the cloud of Samchin and Lomei Esmo. So that's what Rashi says. Shahayusham lechi acher v'nafal b'shabbos. That's the example of loisam chinenol, because he had something else. You were lying for the heter on something else. That's what it would depend on. Was there something else over here to rely on to be matir the mavi? Okay, so we have a category of samchinel mes, loy samchinel mes. The Gemara tells us like this, that in a situation where they were not relying on this lechi before Shabbos, there's no machlekes. Le pligi, le have a lechi. Definitely, it's no good. You cannot use it. Ki pligi, where's the machlekes? Hechet samchinel mes. Machlekes is when you were relying on it yesterday. However, the original putting up, when this was erected originally, it wasn't put, the Shein Lechi. It was put up for other reasons. It's standing for other purposes. And you decide before Shabbos that, you know, I need a Lechi. Oh, I'm going to use this. All right? So that's the Machlekes over here. Does a Lechi need that it was put up, was erected for the purpose of functioning as a lechi to be matir the mavi, or no? The mere fact that you have some kind of structure over there which fits the conditions of a lechi, that's fine, provided that before Shabbos you know about it and you plan on using it. That's the machlekes. Bayam have a lechi. Bayam says that that's good. It's sufficient the fact that before Shabbos you're relying on it. Rav Omer have a lechi. Rav says it's no good. Kivin meikar lavadayti dehochi. Avidi. Since originally it was not put up for the purpose of being a lechi, lo yihav a lechi. Therefore, it can't be used as a lechi. Now the Gemara continues on as follows. The Gemara tells us like this: Kosaka daita kihech de pligi belechi pligi nami b'mechitza. The Gemara says that the original assumption of the Bnei Yeshiva, when they heard about this Melechek Zabayim Rav, they understood that the Machlekes doesn't only pertain to Lechi, but the Machlekes really pertains to something more basic, to a Mechitza. Ki Hechi, the Pligi, Belechi, Pligi Nami Mechitza. If you have a full-fledged Mechitza, the same Machlekes would apply. Were it to be that you have a mechitza which wasn't erected for mechitza purposes in order to create a heter that a mechitza could give, it was originally put up for other purposes, and again, before Shabbos, you realized that you needed this mechitza, this partition, to be used to give you the heter to carry in your mavi, whatever it is. Over here, too, will apply the same machlekes Abai and Rava, whether you could use it. The fact that originally it wasn't erected to be used as a mechitza to give you a heter, according to Rava, then you can't use it. According to Abai, you could use it. So that's the Gemara means. The Gemara says that the assumption, the original assumption in the Gemara was that the machlekes over here, the root of the machlekes doesn't have to do with lechi per se, but it's really a general mechitza, a mechitza question, right? And whatever you hold concerning the mechitza, that will have a repercussion on the dinner of lechi. That's what the Gemara originally understands. Now, according to this, it should follow that this that the Gemara commented before, that machlekes is only when they were samchin and all, they planned on using before Shabbos. So it should follow, according to this, that when the Gemara says, but if it was loy samchin and all, there's no machlekes, definitely it's no good, that will apply to mechitza. That means that, according to this, that concerning a mechitza, if it was loy samchin and all, meaning to say that you weren't relying on this mechitza at all for had to before Shabbos, and something happened on Shabbos, and now it's necessary to use this as a mechitza, according to everyone, it's no good. That's what should follow according to what the Gemara before said, that whatever we spoke about lechi should apply to mechitza also, being that the machlekes is not a machlekes which focuses on lechi per se. It's really a general machlekes concerning mechitza, which has its effect on the din of lechi. And that the Gemara continues, the Gemara at the end shows that we have clear sources that a machitza, which was erected originally not as a machitza purpose, things, tail, elon, hill, different kind of things, a hole in the ground, these kind of things which have the conditions of a machitza, but they weren't made originally as a machitza. The Gemara brings a raya that they can be used, and therefore the Gemara says that we'll have to back off from our assumption, and there is a difference between machitza and lechi. Concerning machitza, everyone agrees that the machitza, which is oime me'elov, even though it was wasn't made for a purpose to be used as a machitza, it definitely can be used. And the machlekes is only by lechi. This is what the Gemara says. Gemara says over here, on five lines down from the wide lines, ela b'mechitzas kuliyamale pligi dehavi mechitza. Because of the rai that was brought from the previous braisa, the Gemara says, no, we'll have to change from what we originally thought. Concerning mechitza, there's no machlekes, and everyone holds that is a good mechitza, even though it was oime me'elov. Ki pligi b'lechi, the machlekes is specifically by lechi, and the Gemara goes on to explain what is the source of the machlekes that should only apply to lechi. Gemara says, Rava l'taim domar lechi mishum heker. Rava, who says that it's no good, Rava holds lechi mishum heker. We had many times in the Gemara before these two possibilities, lechi mishum heker. Purpose of a lechi is as some kind of heker to make it noticeable, some kind of marking that this movi is different, is separate from that of Rosh Hashanah, and therefore, if it's noticed that people are carrying over here, they're not going to come to carrying Rosh Hashanah because we have the heker. That's the purpose of the lechi. Therefore, being that the lechi is heker, it's a marking on the movi which is letting us know that this is different. This is different than Rosh Hashanah. Don't learn from here to other places. So, if it was made for the purpose of a lechi, then they don't have the hecker requirement. V'iloyla have a hecker. And if not, not. I'm sorry, I skipped the one before. This is Rava. And Abai l'taim domar lechem shumachitza. And Abai says it's good. That's because Abai holds lechem shumachitza. Well, mechitza, so me'elav have a mechitza. Mora tells us that the machlekes is limited to lechi. Mechitza, everyone holds is good. And the basis of this machlekes is, how does lechi work? If lechi is mishum mechitza, lechi functions as a mechitza, so it'll have the same din as mechitza. Since we just said that mechitza, everyone holds that mechitza on me'elav is good. So that's why Abaye says, lechem shum mechitza. So similarly, lech will have that same din, it'll be good also. According to Rava, Rava holds that even though mechitza on me'elav is good, that's mechitza. But lechi is mishum heker. Lechi has an additional requirement, mishum heker, that we have to have something in the lechi that should be noticeable, that the movi over here is a different kind of area. You shouldn't learn to be mat tilt from other places. So therefore, it has to be erected for the purpose of lechi. Then it'll have the heker. If it was originally erected for other purposes, and now you decide that you need to use it for your lechi, it's going to be missing the necessary heker, and that's why it's no good. That's what the Gemara tells us. Now, as far as the halacha is concerned, the general rule when it's machlekes by and Rava is that we pass in like Rava. Pass in like Rava. However, there are six exceptions. This is the famous Yal Kagam. Yal Kagam that Rashi brings over here, more mentions a few places, that the halacha is like Abaya, B'yal Kagam. One of the famous cases over there is the din in El Matzias, Yish Lemidas. So Rashi tells us the Rif, most Rishonim say that the Lamed of Yal Kagam refers to Lechi Ha'imeh Me'elov, and therefore this will be the exception to the rule that we pass in like Rova. Halacha is like Abaya, and therefore the halacha is going to be Lechi Ha'imeh Me'elov is Havalechi. Right, this is what Rashi tells us.
Does it also follow Yitzhak Hashem, Lechi Hashem Yitzhak? Does it also follow that we hold that Lechi is a Mechitza?
Okay, yeah. That is a good point. That is a good point. There is a Balamor in this Gemara by us, which in the previous sugya of Bein Lechayayim, there was another Matalik Sabayin Rava here on Tes Omen Aleph. What Aloha of Ben Chayayim is. The Gemara over here mentions around a third of the way down the Omen Tonar B'Zak Kam Rav Yechanan Ben Chayayim Tachas Akira Nidin Ki Karmelis. That Reb Zakkai told over a braisa to Reb Yechanan that Ben Chayayim Tachas HaKoyra, in between the space of the curry, of the lechi itself, the width of the lechi under the Koyra. The question over there was whether that area, does that become mutter with putting up the lechi and the Koyra? So he said, Nidim Karmas, these both areas are osur. And we have this in Rabbi Yechanan, he commented on that pay tunnel of Rod. It's a mistake. And we have Machlek Sabaya and Rava on what he was saying. Om Rabbi Mistav Mos Rabbi Yechanan Tachas HaKoyra Avu Ben L'Chayayim Osar V'Rava Omar Ben L'Chayayim Nami Mutar. The Baal Mor says in Argimor talks about Avaya L'Tayme and Rava L'Tayme. Right? That Abai and Rav and our sugya are going according to their reasoning what they said in another place. Bamo says that it refers to this Gemara over here. And therefore, the Balmor says that if our Gemara says, according to Abai, that the reason why Lechi Yomim Me'elav is good is because Lechi Mishum Mechitza, that's Abai Letame in this Gemara over here. Ben L'Chayayim is Osir. He learns that that's based on the din of Lechi Mishum Mechitza, which, if you remember, the Gemara over here on Daf Chesam and Beis originally understood that that was the basis of the Machlekes. More at this point was talking about Tachas HaKoyra. That the Gemara had assumed at that point that if the heter is based on a mechitza, so the mechitza only helps from the inner part and in, and therefore the thickness of that area will be awesome. And that's the basis of this machlokes over here, Abayin Rava. And that's why when the Gemara by us says that the letaimei, that's the basis of this machlekes over here, lechi is mishum kora, or lechi is mishum heker. Therefore, the Baal Mor takes from like you're saying over here, is that so if we have a kabbalah yal kagam at halacha is gonna be like abaya in the din of lechi ha'imim me'elav. So the basis of that, any other halacha which is based on that, will follow, and therefore he says that so too over here will be the same din, that Ben Lechayayim will be awesome. Because we pass like Abaya in our sugya, Lechi is Mishum Mechitza, that'll help to be matir, it'll be cool in our sugya, but it'll come out of Chumra in that sugya, at Lechi Mishum Mechitza, so the heter is only from the Chudei HaPnimi. Right? There's a big machloik is in the Shem over there, Lalocha, we don't paskin like the Balamor. As a matter of fact, Tosfos, even in our sugya, if you look at the Tosfos Abaye L'Taime, he explains that the Gemara is not even referring to that sugya at all. He says it's referring to a different sugya. He even brings another girsa from Ben Chanano, which doesn't even have the girsa of L'Taime. So how much you could take out of this sugya concerning other issues is a question in the Rishayim. But it's a good point that you raised. Now, it's important to note that the original assumption that we're making, which we mentioned that most Rishayim hold like that, that the Yal Kagam, which is the exception that we pass in like Abai against Rava, and Lechi Ha'imim Be'elav is one of them, that most of Shem hold like that. However, there's a Rashi Tzor Ben Otam that holds that the Lamed doesn't even refer to this. It refers to some other sugya. And therefore, if this sugya of Lechi Ha'imim Be'elav goes with the regular rule that Halacha is like Rava, Lechi Ha'imim Be'elav will not be good according to that. We paskin that it's good. Lechem and Me'ilah is good. And we go like the Rav Yishein Mahol, that this is part of the Yakagam. If you remember, we had on Daf Hey something which pertains to this. The Gemara over here talks about if on the opening of the Mavi you have something which you want to use as a lechi, but it's nimshach, it's wide, it extends into the opening of the Mavi. That's this din of, on the bottom of the Omud, the Gemara says, Gufa Omar Rab Omar Bar Choma, and Afir Ben Aleph, Rabbi Orami Bar Choma says, in the Shem of Hun, Lechi Abayil Medefne Shal Mavi. A lechi which sticks in from the, into the opening, from the side of the Mavi, from the wall of the Mavi. So he says that there's a difference how wide it is. Pochus Nabi Amstim Shal Lechi, if this lechi extends less than Dal Amis, then it can be used as a lechi, and you have your hetter. Ein tzoch lechal hatirei. However, Dal Amis, if it's that long, that it's Dal Amis wide, long, into the opening, closing the area, is nidin mishum mavoi tzoch lechal lechi achal hatirei. It's yotzum itaris lechi, it can't be used as lechi anymore. We look at it as far as the mavoi, and therefore, this mavi does not have a lechi, you need another lechi in order to use it. And the Gemara talks about this is, you know, if the opening is very wide, if the opening is shorter, and then by using this, you'll have oyimim b'ral haparetz, whatever the shear, as far as that's concerned, then of course it will be good. If the opening is very wide, and you don't have that heter, and you need the heter of lechim, so that's the difference that's made over here. Now Rashi comments on this Gemara. See at the bottom Rashi on the Hemun Aleph, Rashi says, Lechi abayim levshem mavi, l'toich roichav hamavi, this lechi is jutting into the width of the mavi. Rashi says something over here. V'loi nasi shom l'shem lechi. It was not originally erected as a lechi. Elo hoitzi binyanoi bepas basic der shoyisim shem chizuk. That was originally put over there as some kind of support system. It wasn't erected for the purpose of a movi, to be mated the movi as a lechi. You just decided now that you want to use it. So it really falls into the question of our sugi over here. Lechi ha'imim me'elo. The top Rashi says as follows: Pochet mdal ames, bereichav mon nidnim shum lechi, v'samchin an alei. Va'af agav d'lavu shen lechi ikva, even though Rashi is on top, it wasn't erected for the purpose of a lechi, it's still good. Why? The kaimon haloch kabay b'lechi me'el of the kashen. He says, because this memra over here is going according to the halocha, that we pass na kabaya. True, this is a lechi ha'imir me'elav. It does get involved in the machlokes, but fine. But this is going aliv with the hilchasa. In the chanami, according to Rava, you wouldn't have this din over here. According to Rava, even if it's less than dal ames, it wouldn't be good because it's missing one of the basic conditions that Rava has. That a lechi, even if it's the right size, has to be erected. This is what Rashi tells us. And over here is where the halacha is, that if it's dal ames, then it's mishum lechi, it's no good. And the next Rashi over here explains why Rashi learned that the Gemara is talking about that it was not erected for that purpose. And Rashi says it's a svara. In this situation, because it wasn't made as a lechi, that's why there could be a difference. And if it's too long, it loses its din to be considered a lechi. However, the avdei mishum lechi, if the original was erected mishum lechi, of course it's kosher, even if it's very long. The mishum deriba b'stimos ligor milechi mashu. The fact that you made it wider and it's functioning even better, that it's making more of a steam, more, it's covering more area, that can't be worse than a lechi. Hocha, kibin loy lahochi ikba, since over here, talking about it was not made originally for that purpose, anabemach shovel metzin lafukim iteres koisel shavi lechi. In this situation over here, it wasn't made for the purpose of lechi. So what we want to do is right now, with machshove, you want to think in your mind that even though it wasn't functioning as a lechi till now, I want now from here on in to be used as a lechi. So that's where there's a difference between how long it is. Since it's dal amos wide, dal amos long, which is the shir movei, so with a machshava alone, it won't be able to change from movei to become lechi. Just with the machshava, lematzin lafuk mitaris koisel, we can't change it, take it out of its category as a koisel, which it was until now, l'shav yelechi, to make it a lechi. Kim nafim mitaris lechi, v'nimtzu she'ein tikin mavizeh. Fine, that's how Rashi explains his Gemara. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. So this Gemara over here, Rashi holds that it must be speaking that it was originally not made as a lechi, and that's where it's possible to have a difference between how long it is, and if it's more than hours, it's no good. Less than hours is good, even though it wasn't made the shem lechi, because we passed the like abaya, that lechi or me'elav is good. If you look in the Tosfos over here, Tosfos brings the Rashi. And on the third line in Taisa says, "Vafil l'rabeinu tam, the pasuk Rava, even according to everything passes like Rava." So he's referring to this rabeinu tam. He holds that lechi yomer elav is not the lamet of yalkagam; it refers to something else. So therefore, rabeinu tam paskins according to the regular rule that halacha is like Rava. So he's asking that according to rabeinu tam that would pass like Rava, you can't say like Rashi. So why is it? Why is it that it's good? Less than dal ames, lechi yomer me'elav is no good. So even if it's less than dal ames, it's the right size, but it wasn't erected as a lechi. So then he goes on to explain, that the Baal Memra over here is of Huna. He doesn't hold like that. Rabbi Natam says that Abai in our sugya got his shita from Avuna, so fine. This member is not going to leave the Hilchazah. They have their own shita. They happen to hold. Excuse me. This, you know, even in the quantum brain time works, I'm just speaking speaking better. The halacha is like Rav. This member is Rav Huna, who goes like Abaye, that he quantum brain time, that's not halacha for us, but they happen to pass like that. So it's true, right? So brain time could agree with exactly what Rashi is saying. The question just is whether this is halacha for us or not. The Baal Memra of that Memra, he happens to have held Lechi Yomel, was good. Right? Now, whether in Shulchan Aruch that's going to make its way there or not, that's Machlokes, Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. Okay, so that's one point. One point over here that comes out of our Gemara. Lechi Yomel Me'elav, and this important thing that Rashi tells us, that this difference that we find in this sugya over here, how long the lechi is, more than dalid, less than dalid, Rashi tells us that that's only a situation when it wasn't made l'shem lechi. So this whole thing is only in the yay if you hold lechi ha'omim meil is have a lechi. Then less than dalid, it's good. More than dalid, it's no good because it's too long. But were it to be made originally l'shem lechi, then that whole halacha doesn't apply. And if you see the rest of the Tosfos says something important, which just mentioned quickly, you'll see that there's a difference whether the lechi is going this way, it's being soysim, or it's going the other way. The other sugis that the lechi is going this way, it talks about how long it is. And this far, the Rashi says, is only if it's being soysim, if it's going this way, it's going that way, you don't have Rashi's far. And there, even if it was made l'shem lechi, then you'll have the difference. If it's more than dalad, it'll get a din of mavi. Okay, let's come back. Let's come back to our sugi over here. We want to talk about right now a machitza question. A machitza question which is touched on in our sugya. What is the halacha of a mechitza that was loy samchinan alo me'esmo? Halacha we pass, like we mentioned, like we pass like Abaya, lechi ha'omer me'elav is have a lechi. That means that even though it wasn't originally erected as a lechi, it's good provided on that it was samchinan alo me'esmo. That when Shabbos came, before Shabbos, you planned on using it. Right? That's good. But what about a loy samchin lo me'esmo? What's the halacha? Now I'm talking about a mechitza. Right? That's for sure that olechi, that's loy samchin lo me'esmo. The Gemara tells us that's no good. What's the din halacha concerning mechitza? And the reason why we're asking this question over here is because there was a shift in the Gemara. The Gemara originally thought that the machlokes originates from mechitza. Now the Gemara, at Maskonas HaGemara, said that no, there is no machlekes concerning mechitza. It's a private machlekes concerning the din of lechi. So what's the din of a mechitza that was loy samchin and alo me'esmo? A situation that, let's say you had two walls, right? Two walls, and you were relying on the inner wall as the mechitza, and that fell down, and now you're left with the outer wall for such a situation like that. It fell down on Shabbos. When Shabbos came in, you were not being semich on this mechitza. What's the halacha concerning that? Now, at first glance. We might have thought that why should things change as far as the sugya is concerned? If the Gemara originally told us that loy samchinan alo me'esmo is no good, and that applied to mechitza also, according to everyone. So even though the end of the maskunas hagemara is as far as the shail of oimim me'elof, that is limited to lechi, and everyone holds that a mechitza oimim me'elof is good. But as far as the lois amchinla, which is a step less, that we might have thought that thing should not have changed as far as that's concerned. However, if you look in the Rosh, there's a Rosh over here in our Gemara, which is very clear concerning this question. The Rosh, for those who have the Rosh in the back of the Gemara, I'll just move the hand. Okay, there's Rosh over here. Oh, thank you. Here's the Gemara.
Thank you.
Yeah, in the back of the Gemara, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Osher, our sugya is discussed in Simen Chof, in the first parak in Simen Chof. See where it is? It's on page 216, if we have the same page number. Second column, the first ois. Simen Chof, Daf Tezvav Omer Aleph, It Malechi Haimed Me'elov. Rosh brings the Maskonas HaGemara. He says, "It my lechi, I may elav. I may have a lechi. I will have a lechi. Heichid leisamchil me esmol. Going to have a lechi. Achav and offal b'shabbes. Kol yamali pligi to have a lechi. When was leisamchil me esmol? If you were not relying on this when Shabbos came in because he had a different lechi and that one fell down. Now you want to use it on Shabbos. The Rosh tells us from the Gemara that there's no machlekes. It's definitely no good. Even a bayah holes neck situation, you cannot use the lechi." When they were, relying on this before Shabbos. However, the original erecting of this lechi wasn't put up for the purpose of a lechi. Abaya omer have a lechi, do samchil me'esmol. That's sufficient. The fact that you relied on it. Rav omer have a lechi, kid meikol abadaita dehochi avida. Since the original was not made for this purpose, it's no good. The Rosh continues, "Belechi belechur hude peligi." Like the Gemara comes out, the machlekes is only by lechi. Avol mechitza har medes me'aleh direkol have mechitza. A mechitza, which was not put up for a purpose of mechitza, everyone holds that it is good. That's a Gemara. That's a clear Gemara. Now the Rosh adds something on his own, not a clear Gemara. V'yir, it would appear to me, the mechitza. The Rosh says that to me it would appear, I feel that concerning the din of mechitza, we could go even a step more. Not only does the Gemara tell us that a mechitza ha'eme me'elov is have a mechitza, the fact that it wasn't put up l'shem mechitza is not a problem. The Gemara is discussing about when you planned on using it before Shabbos. But the Rosh is even a step more. Even if you loisam chin lameyasm, even if you didn't plan on using it when Shabbos came in, nevertheless, it's a good mechitza. That's what the Rosh tells us.
Loisam chin is it even Shabbos? Or are you saying it's not?
What's the me'esmol?
Yesterday. Does the question is it Shabbos not Shabbos?
Esmol is before Shabbos. Right? That's what we're referring to.
So lo pligi is lo samchim lo. If it wasn't relied upon, then there's no machlokas, right?
There's no machlokas. There's a lo samchim and a lo. The Gemara is talking about in what they argue. At the end of the day, they argue by lechi.
Right.
Lechi. Right, there's no machlekes concerning mechitza. All right, right. Now we're dealing with mechitza. what's the din of mechitza? What's the halacha of mechitza? Now the Gemara just tells us that in the case that they argue concerning lechi, everyone agrees that mechitza in such a case is good. That's what the Gemara calls as lechi ha'oimim me'elav and mechitza ha'oimim me'elav. But that's all talking about when you were samchin in Allah. It was originally erected for other purposes. But by the time when Shabbos came, you were planning on using it. That's the difference between lechi and mechitza. The machalik is by lechi and everyone goes, my mechitza is good. But what's the din if you even one step less? Right? That's the yearly that the Rosh says, which is not clear Gemara. Yearly, the Rosh says that concerning mechitza, even a step less, even if that you weren't even planning on using this thing when Shabbos came in, nevertheless, that doesn't take away from the din mechitza. And it still could be used as a mechitza.
And how does that follow up, Maya?
What do you mean to ask?
This we just spoke about, the Gemara and Daf Hei, that we want to connect the lechi with mechitza in halacha. So, this we spoke about Daf Hei, where Bein, you know, Bein,
the din of Bein L'chayayim.
L'chayayim. We're going to connect to the halacha that there's a kula here and a chumah over there. So over here, the Rashi is speaking about mechitza, so it's not 100%, we're not 100% matching the din of lechi and mechitza here. Because according to mechitza, the me'elav, give me a kol.
Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point. You're saying that and Abaye by us, who holds that it's good, and Gemara says that's because lechi is mishum mechitza. According to this Rosh, that would not mean to imply that lechi and mechitza all function together. They work the same way. Because you see from over here that even though lechi mishum mechitza, and that's the basis of making a lechi ha'im me'elav good, however, there still is a difference. A lechi needs a samchina me'esmo, and mechitza not.
Right.
Okay, that's a very good point. That's a very good point. That's a very good point. Mm-hmm. And the explanation of that, apparently, is going to be that. The requirement of samchinan Allah is a requirement in lechi, is a lechi requirement, and however, as far as the din of oimim me'elav, that would be dependent on the din of mechitza. That's a mechitza halacha. Right, so if you hold that lechi is mishum mechitza, so then you'll have the din of mechitza as far as oimim me'elav. But as far as samchin la me'esmo, that will be a halacha as far as a lechi is concerned. Which what we mean to say is like this. L'chor, we can simply understand that there are requirements as to when the lechi could be considered a mechitza. So even though mechitza itself has no requirements as far as samchin la me'esmo, that's because mechitza is an intrinsic mechitza. So once something is already a mechitza, then it has no requirements. But lechi, even though lechi is mishum mechitza, but it could have requirements, when could we consider the lechi a mechitza? Right? So that's where this difference will come in. Lo yisamchin l'me esmo, on such a lechi, Chazal didn't allow us to view the lechi as a mechitza. So it's not yet a mechitza. But in the Chanami, once it has already become a mechitza, then it'll have all the dinim of the mechitza itself. Right? Very good point. Very good point. Just mention. The tour in Halacha clearly talks about this din. In Simen Shin Samach Beis, talks about mechitza. And he brings the halacha over here. Afil nasis b'shabes shlo yisom cholam esmo. As far as mechitza is concerned, he brings the halacha that the Rosh tells us over here, that a mechitza is good even though it's first made on Shabbos. Shloi som chol emes, you didn't rely on it day before, yesterday. Beis Yosef says over here, what's the source? What's the source of this tour? Actually, he says, maybe just to correct, not necessarily the source, but he says, the roof in our sugi would seem to say like that also. And he says like this. If you look in the Rif, the Rif mentions something over here, which is a question in the Mephoshim, why the Rif is mentioning it. If you look over here, on page Dalet, Daf Dalet, in the Dapi HaRif, the Rif, right before the Mishnah, on the Banam of the Omud, brings our sugya. And now if you look on the second line, second to last line before the Mishnah, he says, "V'hilchsa kabai b'yal kagam, v'ho chod minayim." You see what that is? See, it's five lines from the bottom of the page. "V'hilchsa kabai." See at the beginning of the line, "V'hilchsa kabai, alochsa kabai b'yal kagam, v'ho chod minayim." This is one of them, right, as he mentions. Then he goes on and he says like this: "V'lechi b'luchur hud pligin." The machlekes is only by lechi. Avol mechitza hoy medes meilel divrei hakol have mechitza. They only argue by lechi, but by mechitza, there's no machlekes. And the mefarshim are bothered. Why is he mentioning this? Once he tells us that halacha is like abaya, and abaya holds that by lechi hoy meilel is good, so even if there was a machlekes by mechitza, mechitza would also be good. It's not any worse. Uh-huh. So by him mentioning, he's only just letting us know what Rava holds. That Rava, who says that Lechi Yomer is no good, but Mechitza is good. Now, if we don't pass like Rava, so why is it relevant? Why is he telling this to us? Why is he telling this to us? So the Beis Yosef says, to explain this, he says that the Rif, by mentioning this, is trying to give us over that their machlokes is only by lechi, and mechitza is good in all situations. He's coming to tell us that mechitza not only mechitza ha'im is good, but even a mechitza that's loisam chinan lo me'esmo. This is what the Beis Yosef sees over here. He says as follows. Also Lashmina, the Rif is coming to tell us, the Mechitza lo yibo lechlal machlek is klal. That the machlek is only by lechi. But considering a Mechitza, that doesn't even reach a level to have any machlek is about. The kiv the Mechitza gemurahi, bochol gavna have Mechitza. But since the mechitza itself is a mechitza gemura, it's a real mechitza, in all situations it's good. Afilu amedes me'elel. Bekiven shloichoku bo klal, mashma dafilu loy somchu oleha me'es malhava mechitza. Since there's no machlekes concerning it, because, right, the point seems to be that because a mechitza is intrinsic, it has no requirements, so therefore, we could even go a step further and say that even in lo yisomcho al me'esmo doesn't take away. Being that a mechitza is an intrinsic separation, it has no requirements, it's not important, I don't need any kavanas, any intentions in the erecting of it, and the mere fact that it's there, it's good. So the Beis Yosef understands that this is what the Rif is coming to say. Bach is not so happy with that. He feels that that's not what he's coming to say. But the halacha itself, the Bach seems to agree with that. there's a carbon asanal over here in the Rosh Ba'agam over here, which he talks about the space safe in the Bach, and he personally wants to say that that the Rif holds that it's taka no good by Mechitza. But it seems to be that the Iker Shitas Apoiskim definitely is that by Mechitza Ha'oime Me'elov, and not only Oime Me'elov, but as Chitza, which is Loisam Chinon Alo Me'esmo, is definitely good. And the difference, like we just mentioned before, is that a Mechitza is something which is an intrinsic entity. Mechitza. As long as it has the requirements, it's a mechitza. So therefore, it doesn't require any intentions on how it was made, for what purpose it was made. It's a mechitza. Whether it's being used, it's whether it's necessary to use its heter or not. It is intrinsically a mechitza. However, lechi, which in the simple understanding of that, mechitza is really a lechi is only a. Drabonon Dika Mechitza. So over there, it could have additional requirements, like we mentioned before, that when could we view it as a Mechitza? A step before. Once it's a Mechitza, Mechitza doesn't mean, but it's not an intrinsic Mechitza. So therefore, it's possible that it has conditions that at what point could we view it as a Mechitza? So that's why, by Aloy Samchin Alom Esmol, then we can't even view it as a mechitza, didn't yet reach the mechitza state. That's where the conditions could come in. However, a mechitza gemura is a mechitza. If it's a mechitza right now at this point, a mechitza doesn't have requirements. Something which wants to become a mechitza can have requirements in what will enable it to become mechitza. And that's the difference between a lechi and mechitza, even though lechi is mishum mechitza.